something they're going to get used to again.
What about the recce? You've never done this event before. Are the stages what you imagine they might be?
Yeah, they're actually very fun stages, but they're also very challenging, and it's something that it's going to take me a bit to get used to, yeah, as far as the stage type,
yeah,
and the notes. You know, I'll be real honest, I'm not too optimistic about my performance this weekend, just because I can really see how, you know, really not fully committing to the notes would lose a lot of time. And, you know, with this being my first year writing the notes on these stages and the first time driving them, I think it's going to be a difficult experience, but it's going to be very fun. I'm just not going to be able to drive at the pace that I want to, because I don't think I know these stages and have the notes perfect yet.
Gives you anything. I did the event 21 times and it took me 10 years to finish it.
Yeah, I have events like that.
So don't worry about it if you don't do it this time.
Yeah,
but
no.
I mean, there's no pressure on you. You haven't got to set the world on fire. And if you relax yourself into this event, you're going to get a top 10.
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable in my speed this year. This is only my seventh WRC event, yeah, and, you know, and really only my seventh one in this car. So I'm pretty happy with what I've done. The results I'm not so happy with, but you know, it's a learning experience. These are, you know, some very, very tough roads in this championship, and the best rally drivers on the planet. So
yeah.
I feel honored to be on the same roads with these guys, and I'm learning a lot, and I continue to get quicker, so I'm really enjoying it.
But the fans love to see you. I couldn't believe how many people were trying to get at you in that Spanish, on that Spanish event a couple of 3 weeks ago. I mean, you got more people around you than Sebastian Loeb.
It's
true.
I don't see the crowds around him, so he's always too far away from me to see that. But I think it's very cool. I have a huge fan base apparently in Europe that I didn't really know was so big. So I really appreciate all the people that come out and get an autograph and like to say hi and wish me luck. You know, it's very, very cool.
And next year?
Next year, it looks like I'll be doing most of the entire
really?
Championship. Yeah, I have a couple events like Finland that I'm dying to do, but it's the same weekend as X Games in the States. And, you know, all my sponsorship comes out of the States, so they want to see me in the X Games. So really disappointed in that. Hopefully the year after that I can do Finland, because that rally is a dream for me. That's my types of roads and my type of driving, so I can't wait to someday do it. Just won't be next year.
Have you had a chance to sit in the Fiesta yet and have a go?
Not yet. I'm really looking forward to it. We were hoping to have it out a couple days ago, but we weren't able to figure it out. I did a test on Monday in some really atrocious conditions. I'm actually kind of glad they didn't bring it out.
Yeah. I was just talking to Malcolm Wilson then and saying that watching Henning Solberg in the Fiesta compared to what he's doing in the Focus, he seems to have settled into that car and loves it because it suits his style. And I think probably the same would occur to you.
You know, the thing is, I haven't been in this car long enough to complain about it. I'm still just learning this car. I've only done minor adjustments with the suspension and stuff like that, whereas Henning's been in the car for a long time and know what works for him and what doesn't. He just really likes the Fiesta that much better. So I'm looking forward to the Fiesta. If they all say it's a better chassis and works better for the handling, I'll take it. You know, I'm enjoying my time in the Focus, but, you know, like I said, I'm still just learning it and look forward to hopping in the new car and seeing what I can do with it.
Super. Have a good evening. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks.